It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's another busy week of winter sports for Shadron State, and it starts on the basketball court tonight. I'm Dave Collins with this week's CSC Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. The Eagle women and men start a long road trip covering 4-plus days in Colorado, with games in Lakewood against Colorado Christian. The women just tipped off at the top of the hour. They're trying to win their first road game of the season and second straight overall after cruising by New Mexico Highlands 89-59 Saturday. Kira Tanabe was awesome from the floor with 19 points and 5 3-pointers to beat the Cowgirls. And the Eagles are up 22. Now to Tanabe, wide open look for three. Tanabe makes it 28-12. Shadron State ladies with a lead of 16. For CSC, there's a punch away and it's a takeaway. Comer running the break. Bounce pass right wing. Olsen pulls up. Short on the two. Comer an offensive rebound. Out to Tanabe. Yes, sir! With a three-pointer. 59-36, Kyra Tanabe, unconscious from outside the season, and Tanabe in a 2-3 zone, jumps the pass, races the other way, lays the basketball in, 17 points, now the team lead. Sam Worrell chipped in 4 triples herself on a 15-point night, and the Eagles opened up a close game in the second quarter with a 30-11 scoring advantage. Tonight is the beginning of a crucial early season conference quad of games on the road at CCU, Western Colorado, then at Regis and Colorado Springs before Christmas break. Shadron State faces CCU at 7 o'clock tonight in men's basketball, looking to win their 6th consecutive game following a rugged victory Saturday over Highlands 71-61. Newcomer Josh Robinson was named this week's RMAC Defensive Player of the Week for his pair of double-doubles in both of Shadron State's wins over Pueblo and Highlands. Robinson is quickly becoming one of the most important pieces to the Eagles' newfound success. Following tonight's action, CSC does not return home, but will stay in Colorado and head up to Gunnison for 2 more games Friday night at Western Colorado. The next chance you'll get to see the Eagles at home, New Year's Eve against MSU Denver. Women's wrestling is hosting its first ever home event this week. It is the game of the year for the sport. That means all CSC student athletes are strongly encouraged to come out and pack the Chicoine Center. CSC will be wrestling Hastings College and Minot State Saturday afternoon at 2 and 3 o'clock. At last weekend's Doan Open, Kaylee Garcia won her bracket in the 143-pound class, going undefeated. Freshman Marissa Porsche took third at 155 pounds. And the Eagle men's wrestling team will make a road trip into Kansas this weekend for a duel at Fort Hays State. That is Sunday morning. The Eagles faced some tough competition the last time out with a pair of nationally ranked teams in town. Number 1, St. Cloud State beat the Eagles 40-7. Conference rival number 16, Western Colorado, was a 34-15 winner. And that's this week's CSC Sports Journal. Make sure you tune in Wednesdays throughout the CSC Sports calendar. Listen anytime to archive podcast version of the show and interviews by visiting the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student-athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online. Fine.